Two of six education ministry officials facing charges in connection to the alleged theft of $1.3 million from the Kenya Education Sector Support Program appeared in court in early February. They are among some 40 officials that the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission is investigating. Nicholas Simani is the commission's public relations officer.
Suspects basically forged receipts. They took impressed when they were supposed to surrender. They forged those items. There was fraudulent acquisition of funds.
Those funds helped to support primary and secondary education in Kenya. And because of the alleged fraud, in late January, the U.S. government suspended $7 million from the Education Sector Support Program. That followed the British government's withdrawal of $16.1 million. Michael Ranberger is the U.S. ambassador to Kenya.
We want to see a full and transparent audit, something that could be published and shared with the Kenyan people. We want to see the people who are identified as responsible, again, whatever the level are, from the very top down, fully investigated and prosecuted.
It's gone now. You filthy pussycat. Go away, go away.
Yeah. Kenya won worldwide praise when the newly elected Kibaki administration created the Free Primary Education Initiative in 2003. The initiative was designed to remove school fees and other barriers that kept primary children out of school. As a result, primary school attendance in Kenya increased by more than 1 million children, and secondary school attendance jumped 10%. The initiative assists more than 8 million children and includes giving them greater access to textbooks and equipment. But those gains may be at risk if donors continue to freeze funding. George Wasonga is the national chairman of the Kenya National Union of Teachers.
Unless money comes in from somewhere, the situation will be bad because the supply of things will not be there. It's things like electricity, books, equipment, and therefore education is going to be affected seriously.
Wasonga says his group suspected that money was being misappropriated more than a year ago.
As a union, we have been smelling a rat because if this money was from donor community, we knew that the money was coming in good time. But we started realizing that money was not going to school in good time. And when we were asking for reasons, they would not give the reasons because they would say, we shall be wiring this money to schools in a month's time, in a week's time, and days would go by.
The Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission estimates that at least 100,000 children may not be able to continue their education because of the suspension of donor funds. Ministry of Education officials declined to be interviewed by VOA TV. In press reports, ministry officials have maintained that the Free Primary Education Initiative will continue, and they are doing what they can to investigate the situation. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.